But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. This is episode one, and my intention is simply to reach out to high school coaches out there with some support, some encouragement as we dive into a bite-sized chunk of scripture that you can digest while you are on the go. You can check us out on the web at ultimategroundrules.wixsite.com/website, where you can find some information there about our Bible studies, as well as notes that you can share with anyone that you wish for free. On Twitter, we can be found at God's Ground Rules, and let's get started. Have you ever felt inadequate? Maybe you've been in a situation where you didn't feel qualified. Maybe just throughout the course of your coaching job, certain things had popped up and you didn't know what to do because you kept thinking in the back of your mind, you're not that guy. Like, I'm not the guy to be in this spot. Well, I just want to provide you a little comfort this morning or today. Maybe that's a situation that you're in right now, or you know somebody that's in that situation, and Scripture speaks specifically to that. And the issue falls on, how do we find our identity? What is our identity wrapped up in? And this morning I want to look at just briefly Moses, right after God reveals himself to him in Exodus chapter 3. And we're going to look at the tail end of 3 and the first of 4. You know the story of the burning bush, and God appears to Moses in a burning bush and basically tells Moses that, hey, Moses, you're my guy. You're my guy. I want you to go rescue my people. I hear the cry of my people, Israel, and you're the guy that I'm going to send to rescue them. And what we see through Exodus 3 and 4 is Moses objects God's call 5 times. 5 specific objections where he basically says, I'm not the guy, you've got the wrong guy, God. And I think what we see is Moses' identity was wrapped up in the wrong things. He forgot who God was and how powerful God was, and he was looking at himself. So I want to look at that this morning. You'll see in Exodus 3:10, God specifically tells Moses that he wants him. He says, come, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Moses, you're my guy. You're the guy. And then immediately in verse 11, we see Moses' first objection. It says, but Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring out the children of Israel? So his basic response is, who am I? Like, God, you've got the wrong guy. Who am I? I'm just a shepherd out here minding my own business. I had to flee Egypt because I killed a guy. You must have dialed the wrong number. I'm the wrong guy. Who am I? And what we see in God's response is basically, yeah, you're right, Moses. You are a nobody. You're not the guy. You don't think you're the guy, and you are a nobody. But this isn't about you, Moses. It's about me, and I'm going to go with you. It doesn't matter what you are. I've chosen you because I want to use you. And at the end of the day, all that matters is I'm going to go with you. And so, just like Moses, it's easy for us to lose sight of the fact that with God's power and God's purpose, we can't fail. With God's power and God's purpose, Moses couldn't fail. Moses was looking at all his attributes, all the things that he knew he struggled with, all the things that he knew he couldn't do well. And he thought, there's no way I can do this job. You've got the wrong guy, God. But Moses lost sight of the fact that if God's going to go with me, I can't fail. See, Moses would be sufficient and adequate for the call with the sufficiency and adequacy that's supplied by God. And you and I are no different. Sometimes we may feel like we're not qualified for a certain situation. And truth be told, you know what? We're probably not. But if we remember that God is going with us, if we feel like he's called us to that specific moment, that specific time, and if he's going to go with us, then he's the one that can make us adequate. And Moses lost sight of that. And I want to encourage you today that if you find yourself in a situation similar,
don't lose sight of that fact. And it's fascinating as we progress through this passage that God basically replies, hey, man, I'm going to go with you and it's going to be okay. But Moses still, he's not buying the idea. So he comes up with another lame excuse, his second objection in verse 13. It says, then Moses said to God, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What am I going to say to them? He basically says, listen, I can't go, because when I get there, they're going to ask me, who sent me? And they're not going to believe me unless I can tell them specifically who sent me. So God's response to Moses is, tell them that I am sent you. I am who I am. I am has sent you. And it's one of the first times that we see God reveal specifically his name to his people. And he says, I am who I am. And that's a powerful statement. Because if we think about what's being said there, if I'm introducing myself to anybody else and I use that statement, I am, that statement doesn't end there. There's a blank that follows. So I am blank. And when I'm talking to somebody else, I may say, hey, I'm a baseball coach. I'm a pastor. I'm a high school teacher. I've got to fill in that blank with something. I can't describe myself as I am. But what we see in this passage is that's not necessary for God. See, he's self-existent. He's not dependent upon anything. That's what that name means. I am who I am. I don't need anything else. I'm all-powerful, and I am all in control. So God's kind of reminding Moses here, hey, this is who I am, big guy, and I've called you. So this is who you tell the people of Israel has sent you. It's a powerful name, and he's saying, I am the true God. I am who I am. And we don't need to lose sight of that. Again, Moses, he doesn't get it. And again, we see his third rejection in chapter 4, verse 1. It says, then Moses answered, but behold, they will not believe me or listen to my voice, for they will say the Lord did not appear to you. Moses says, listen, man, I can go down there and I can even tell them this name, but they're just going to look at me and laugh. They're going to say, whatever, guy, God didn't speak to you. Who do you think you are? They're probably going to remember who I am. There's no way that I can do this. I don't have the right credentials. That's what Moses was saying. I don't have the right credentials. They're not going to believe me. A lot of times we may find ourselves in similar situations. I don't have the resume. You know, I don't have the right credentials for this job. And so there's no way that I'm qualified. But God goes on and answers in chapter 4. He says, okay, then I'm going to give you some signs. So that the people will believe. And we see him specifically point out three things in verses 2 through 5. He says, throw your staff down the ground. It's going to turn into a snake, and you pick it back up. In verse 6 and 7, he says, you know, put your hand inside your coat. When you pull it out, it's going to be full of leprosy. Put it back in. Pull it out again, and it's going to be back to a normal hand. And the last is, you know, I want you to take out some water from the Nile River, pour it out, and it's going to be blood when you pour it out. And in all three of those things, there's some things going on there in Egypt where God was basically revealing, hey, this is who I am. I'm the one true God, and I've got power and control over all these Egyptian gods that really don't exist. I am the one true God. But Moses was saying in that rejection, I don't have the right credentials. And God was saying, you know what? You don't. But I'm going to give them to you. Again, I'm the one that has sent you. I'm the one that's placed you in this situation. So whether you have the right credentials or not, it doesn't matter, Moses. I'm going with you, and I'll make sure that you've got the right credentials. In verse 10 of chapter 4, we see his fourth rejection, and it says, but Moses said to the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent either in the past or since you have spoken to me, but I'm slow of speech and of tongue. He says, I'm a bad speaker. There's no way that I can do this job. I can't be your mouthpiece. To the people of Israel, you can't send me because I don't talk well enough. And man, God's response here is very powerful. In verse 11, he basically says, hey, Moses, the last time I checked, who made man's mouth? You know, you're sitting here telling me that you're not a good enough speaker. Well, I'm pretty sure that I'm the one that created you. It's another reminder of I am. I'm in complete control here. And you may not think you're a good enough speaker. And truth be told, you're probably not a good enough speaker. But when I go with you, that's not going to matter. And I can, if I need to put the words in your mouth, I'm more than capable of doing that. And we lose sight of that sometimes too. If we feel like we're not qualified for a situation, man, God can qualify us. He didn't place us there by chance. He placed us wherever we are for a specific purpose. in that specific time. And if he'll go with us, he can make us qualified. He can put the words in our mouth. Wherever it is that we think that we fall short, he can pick up the slack. He's more than capable. Moses' last rejection is in verse 13 of chapter 4, when he says, "But he said, Oh my Lord, please send someone else." And man, it's fascinating here. Moses is totally in despair. He's thrown out four really lame excuses. And he's now to the point where he's like, "I'm out. I'm out of excuses, God. I am out. Just send somebody else, please. Anything. Send anybody else." And what we see here is this really angers God, because Moses has lost sight of the fact of who God is. In verse 15, God said to Moses, "Hey, remember your brother Aaron? He's already on his way. And he's going to go with you. He's going to speak for you." So that excuse is out the window. And listen, get with it, Moses. You can't reject this call, because I'm going to send you. Aaron's already on his way to meet you. There's no way you can back out now. He's already on his way. So God has already opened the door. And if he's got to shove Moses through it, then he's going to shove him through it. He can fully qualify Moses to do the task at hand. And what we see as we go through the rest of Exodus is that's exactly what happens. So we don't need to lose sight of the fact that we're no different. We're no Moses, that's for sure. But sometimes, even if we feel like we're not qualified for a certain situation, we don't feel up to the task, we feel like, God, you've chosen the wrong guy. That's not the case, because he's placed you there for a specific purpose, and he says, "I will go with you." You know, God's not this faraway God. He's not detached. He's an up-close and personal God that likes to dwell among his people and interact with his people. And if he's placed you in a certain situation, he's more than ready to be right there to guide you through it. It's real interesting if you want to connect this, just in closing, if you want to connect this to the New Testament, we see a very similar promise. You know, in Exodus 3, 10 through 12, God calls Moses and says, "You're my guy, Moses. I'm going to send you." Moses says, "No way. There's no way I'm the guy." But God's response is, "I will go with you." That's all that matters, Moses. I will go with you. And if you look in the New Testament, Matthew 28, 18 through 20, this is a great commission. It says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever that I have commanded you." That's a big command. And no doubt that daily we don't feel up to par to accomplish that command, to accomplish that task that he's given us. But what does Jesus say immediately next? It's fascinating. It's the same thing we see in Exodus 3. He says, "And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age." He says, "I'll go with you." You know what? You may not be qualified. You may not be up to the task. But that doesn't matter, because I'm going to go with you. And if God's going to go with us, then he can qualify us. He can make us strong enough. He can put the words in our mouth. Wherever it is that we feel like we fall short, man, he can fill in the gap and go above and beyond. So just today, I want you to feel encouraged with that. You know, maybe you're down. Maybe you don't feel up to the task. Maybe you've got something weighing on you, something coming up in the near future, and you just don't know if you're quite up to that task. I encourage you to pray to God about it and just feel confident that he's placed you in a specific situation at a specific time for a specific purpose. And if he's going to go with you, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter if you're not qualified. You know, trust in him, lean in on him. That's what he wants you to do anyway. And just trust that he's got your back. So I hope that you enjoyed that this morning. Thanks again for joining us on the podcast this week. Look forward to having you next week. Stay in your Bible and just stay encouraged. And go out of your way to encourage other coaches. Man, it's a tough task. We got a lot on our plate, a lot of responsibility. But I'm confident that you're up to the task. And man, I'm so thankful that you do what you do.
Thanks again for checking us out this week. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And until next time, keep building tomorrow's leaders.